House Geeks Twin Cities Real Estate Show is sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. I'm Kirk Duckwall. Joining me is Chad Vandelot and Danny Deedle. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Also, check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com for the latest and greatest searching and researching tools. See upcoming classes, past shows, videos, all sorts of great stuff on there. And also check us out on our Facebook page. Just type in House Geeks and look for the little house with the glasses. There you'll see one of the classes. Actually, we got a class coming up on January 20th at Bloomington City Hall. I think starting at 10:30. It's a free class. Come join us there. Today we're talking about market trends here in the Twin Cities. What have we seen over the last year and what are we expecting? Now, Chad, you had kind of like a quick breakdown of what has happened, and then we're going to kind of go more in depth with this.
Yeah, every month the website MAAR, that's M-A-A-R, stands for the Minneapolis Area Association of Realtors, does a 4-minute video called The Skinny, and it tells you what's going on in the current real estate market. You have access to this.
Yeah, any listener out there, you don't have to be a real estate agent to access this. Type in the Minneapolis Association of Realtors. You can watch that.
Now, the one that they just put out is particularly interesting because it's sort of the year end. And essentially, what I'm going to talk about right now, it comes directly from that video. And for all you hippies out there, really, the year in review, this song really remains the same. Basically, the last couple years, 3 years in particular, the number of homes for sale is down. They're selling for higher prices, and they're selling for in fewer days. To put numbers to it, pending sales have increased 4% from November 2016 to 2017. Compared to an increase of 10% from 15 to 16 and 17.4% from 2014 to 2015. Pending sales are up. However, you can see that they're increasing at a decreasing rate. Closed sales have also increased 3.4% from November 2016 to November 2017. This is a good sign for the current market that closed sales have ended the year up. When you look at 2015 to 2016, November to November, closed sales actually increased 28% for that year. As we said, inventory is down. It's down 24.1% as compared to last year, November to November, 17%. And the previous year, it was down 12.7%. So inventory is going down at an increasing rate. However, there's chatter out there in regards to more homes coming on the market in 2018. Now, this is not tangible numbers. This is just people talking. So we'll have to see how the year pans out, but we are hearing some chatter. Prices have increased 6.5% to a median home price of $245,000 from 2016 to 2017. That's November to November. Previous, it had increased 6% to $230,000. Again, inventory is down. It's decreased 21.7% to 1.6 months of inventory. That is incredibly low inventory. We were talking about what a balanced market was prior to the show, and it's somewhere in the neighborhood of five to 6 months of inventory. However, if we do get up to about 3 or 4 months of inventory, it might feel like a buyer's.
Well, I think, you look at something like, 2016 had the lowest percentage of home ownership. And I think that really plays into that supply dropping, but yet the demand, it will not take much to throw that. I mean, if home ownership is significantly down, I mean, just look at what's happening, in the last couple months. I mean, we've all noticed that homes with just a teeny bit of extra supply become much more negotiable. Granted, it doesn't take much for buyer activity to throw that for a spin. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at what we experienced last year. I mean, it felt like February, March, and April. It didn't matter what you offered on. It was going into multiples.
Now, I'm going to argue that that's changing and changing right now. I think the people that had the holiday season on their mind, you know, were kind of hunkering down in the bunker. We had some cold weather. Now the holidays have passed us. The weather's warmed up a little bit, and I'm seeing a lot more buyer activity right now and more multiple offers as compared to the last couple months.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I put a home in multiple offers over the holiday break. You know, it's still out there. It's still happening. I think it's the you know, the right house comes at the right time and the right price range. You can still do it.
And over the last 3 years, you know, when you look at the list price versus accepted offer price, you know, it's gone from 95% of list price back in 2014 up to about 97.4% in 2017. And Kirk, in one of our previous shows when we did a market update, we actually figured out that at one point, more than 50% of the homes on the market were going for above initial.
Oh, yeah, I think that was the summer or spring market update from this last year.
And, you know, with the inventory being at 1.8 months, which is lower than last year, you might expect that same trend to continue.
Can I give you a little context to month's supply and kind of what that means?
Yes.
We go back to, we've been doing this for a long time. You go back to 2006 and 2007. Mm-hmm. So kind of forget about month supply. Let's talk about the total number of homes for sale on the market. It was around 37,000 homes.
Right.
Right about 7,000.
Right. And, but like, yet the price points were almost identical.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. And part of the trend with this, as you've seen, as you've seen the supply demand ratio kind of try and find its level, as prices go up, people, you know, every 1% in value of the home goes up, more and more people are coming out, because there are still some people that are underwater or at least psychologically you know, below where they bought their home and they didn't want to sell. So we are actually above previous highs, but that's just an astounding number. I mean, that's like an 80% decrease in supply.
Well, yeah, to me, this is a market that will fluctuate. If that supply increases a little bit, I think it's going to throw the market a lot.
Yeah. Well, yeah. we were talking earlier. Technically, a balanced market is this, you know, 5 to 7 months supply.
With the overall average, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, we're just in a new normal. We've been at such little supply for so many years now that, you know, even if we are at 3 or 4 months supply, it's probably not going to feel like a seller's market. It'll probably feel like a buyer's market because maybe there's not five offers. Maybe you're the only offer. Maybe there's two offers. And it's just going to be a little bit less competitive of an environment.
The other thing to keep into consideration is we're talking about the averages in essence, but as you go up in price of the home, it starts to become a more balanced market as you increase in price. So the people that can take particular advantage of the current market are those ones selling in the median home price range. You know, the
mid-200s.
Yeah, the 245 or even 300 and below, but moving up into a higher bracket, those move-up buyers, you can still take advantage of the low interest rates. You can sell your house with pretty minimal inconvenience at a relatively high price and then have less competition when you go into that higher bracket and buy your move-up house.
I mean, I just had a client, once again, over Christmas break time, you know, picking up a house now, you know, December timeline in the 550s range, but he's going to be selling this spring in the 200s, you know, 230, 270, some, depending, that he's going to be able to take full advantage of the spring market and also picked up the full advantage of the winter market for the move up.
Yeah, so, move up buyers, sellers are the best position to succeed in this market. It's then you look at the flip side, people that are downsizing, the benefit is a little trickier there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, a lot of the market, and I've gotten in a conversation with a friend about this. You know,
how do you have friends, do you, Kirk?
Okay, a friend of a friend, a friend of my wife's friend.
That wasn't meant to be a cut. It's only because you work so hard for all your clients and so often, put in so many hours. You don't have time for friends.
Yeah, I just a couple from high school.
I'm your friend.
Thanks, Danny. Appreciate that. But yeah, we were, you know, talking about timing in the market, and you know, there's a lot to be said about that, because you do have seasonal fluctuation. You have seasonal fluctuation of somewhere along the lines, even in a market like this, of maybe 6% or more. I mean, so $200,000 house, that's $12,000. I mean, you can play with this if you know how. But also, you know, there are the the high peak times of the year as well to watch out for. And I know when we get in later into the show, you know, some of the tools that buyers can use to make sure they aren't running themselves into an overpaying situation, because I think we saw that this last year, you know, maybe going significantly above where it should be to be safe. And also tools that sellers can use to maybe feel out the market ahead of time, because that's something else that we see is people that have underpriced the home and might not be able to take full advantage of that, and how long you should maybe wait before you accept an offer. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any questions for us, give us a call. It's 612-207-5388 and 612-207-5388. And check us out online at housegeeks.com. And follow us on our Facebook page. Just look for The House with the Glasses. We'll be right back.
Attention, real estate agents and homeowners. Did you know that even in a strong market, you can increase your sale price and shorten your time on the market? Check out Summit Staging today and see how many of their staged listings sell for thousands of dollars more than the other comparable homes in the area. With a pay only if it sells pricing, you have nothing to lose. Visit them online at summitstagingllc.com. That's summitstagingllc.com.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Congratulations, you survived the holidays. Now what about cleaning up that holiday mess? Fortunately, right now is the best time of the year to call Zero Res and let their professionals do their empowered water thing. Why? Because Zero Res is having a holiday hangover sale. This month you can get 3-room Zero Res clean starting at only $119. Plus this month you can still get a great deal when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Visit STEM and check out their new house-infused vodkas. STEM now has the largest collection of infused vodkas in the state. Enjoy exotic flavors like blueberry mango, peach cardamom, and spiced pear. STEM is open Tuesday through Saturday at 4 p.m. and features a collection of global small lot wines, craft cocktails, and small plates in a comfortable atmosphere. They look forward to your visit. Be sure to check out STEM at stemminneapolis.com to keep up with wine tasting events and new menu items.
Real estate is one of the biggest financial transactions most people ever make, so keep informed. Tune in each week as Bricks Real Estate presents the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, Sundays starting at noon. Kirk Duckwall, Chad Vandelot, and Brian Durham, the House Geeks, will keep you up to date with industry-leading guests, stats, and local market trends. Again, you can catch them Sundays starting at noon on this station or online anytime through the House Geeks Facebook page.
If You're listening to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show with the House Geeks, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Today we're talking about the market trends, what we saw in 2017, and where things might go in 2018. Wanted to dive in a little more in depth to what you kind of briefly touched on, Chad, just some of the basic trends that we're seeing out there. So, you know, just in the last few weeks, we've seen a big drop in new listings over last year, which, you know, obviously that's going to hurt our supply. So hopefully that we see some of that come back. You know, I think a lot of it, the brutally cold weather, kind of odd December, you know, significantly colder than we've seen. And we know that weather can play with weekly real estate trends. You know, and if you have a place out there that's on the market, or you're thinking of putting your house on the market here early in the season, which I recommend, it's a good thing to do because you're able to take full advantage of that spring market. Just be aware of what weather might be coming and not to necessarily list your home if it's about to be a snowstorm or if it's going to be brutally cold. You know, to time appropriately what you have. And obviously with the Super Bowl coming up, paying attention to that, even if you're not a football fan, and how that might impact activity.
Yeah, that'll be interesting with the Super Bowl. There's supposedly going to be like 1 million to 1.1 million people in town. So just logistically, like getting around the city.
Yeah, adding 25% more people instantaneously to the metropolitan area.
Yeah, I don't know where they're all going to go. But, you know, what does that do for... You know, how do people adjust? And there's just going to be a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are putting your house on the market, there's a couple ways you can stand out. I know we've talked about this a couple times, but I can't say it enough.
Inflatable arm guy?
Yeah, the inflatable arm guy out in the front.
And I like the blimp on the tether.
Yeah.
You know, that'll catch some viewership from a few blocks away.
And balloons, of course.
I kid you not, I did see that. I was just out in Denver. And they had, tied to the open house, a little blimp thing going up a good 100-some feet in the air.
Awesome.
You could see it from blocks and blocks away.
Actually, it's a little easier than that. Just turn all your lights on and have it at a warm temperature. That will set your house out apart. It's cold, it's dark, and when you walk into a bright, warm house, it makes a big difference. It's well worth any increase, the minor increase in
your energy
bill.
I'm going to save $50 on my energy bill over the next 2 months by putting it at 55. You're going to lose $8,000 on your sale price
Putting it at 55. Nothing kills a showing more than uncomfortable temperature.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you're looking to save energy, go out and buy LED bulbs. That's over the fluorescence even, because those instantly are bright. You know, that's another bad thing with the cold weather is you know, flip on if people have fluorescent, the CFLs, that, you know, you turn on the light and it's 5 minutes before it's actually bright in the home. You're almost walking out the door before, you know, you go into that basement and you're like, ooh, it's completely dark down here. So pending sales. So this is where we're seeing a problem, you know, that drop of, you know, 2,000 some listings that were down this year over last. I mean, 22%, you said, Chad, of the listing drop in inventory.
Yeah, it was somewhere around that number, 23, I think.
At what point do you think we get to one listing?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure there's more agents out there than homes for sale at the current time.
I think you're right.
Twice as many agents. Two agents for every house for sale.
Yeah, pending sales, 3 month trend up 3.7%. You know, it can only go so far. I mean, at what point do we actually start to see that increase in inventory? I know I had a conversation with one of the officials out in Burnsville, and we're having the discussion of, you know, one of the big problems is senior housing availability. So you have a lot of people that would sell their two-story, or not even necessarily senior, but somebody who's had the empty nester home availability. You know, okay, hey, we want a townhouse, or we want a single level townhouse, or we just want a smaller house, and they just aren't there. People aren't building small homes. They build big homes, right?
And the 10-year period where they weren't building, that's when the baby boomers were starting to think about downsizing, and they weren't building what are in high demand, which are single-level living places. Now, if you are looking to downsize, an alternative to that is a condo downtown, now that we have some more public transportation. So if you want to drive less and be more convenient, if you move into a condo downtown, there's a lot of them out there where you can walk to a grocery store, take public transportation to all the community and art stuff that the Twin Cities has to offer.
It does seem that the condo availability, especially at least, and you can probably speak better to Minneapolis, Danny, but the condo availability for St. Paul seems to be pretty reasonable. You know, somebody can get into a nice condo in that 100 to 200 price point without being, you know, whether it's a one bedroom.
100 to 200,000?
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty tricky in Minneapolis.
Yeah. But what's the availability like? I mean, is it a pretty tight market?
Very tight.
Yeah. So there you go. St. Paul's the spot to be. And so, I mean, the big one, and actually this might be even more up to date than the skinny number, but yeah, showing December, I mean, down 24.6% on inventory over last year. That's a huge drop. So, I mean, this is going to make for another crazy spring market. I mean, at some point, I do see that the tides are going to change. There are a lot of indicators that may say, okay, consumer debt is up. Housing affordability is becoming less as time goes on with this.
Housing affordability, though, is still very healthy, and it's still generally about 20% cheaper to own than it is to rent. And until that number is skewed, what's going to keep buyers out of the market?
Perception.
Well, we in the Twin Cities, we have a strong economy. We have very low unemployment. And just a strong economy. And as that continues, you know, the demand will continue.
Yeah, I do think we're in a good position here that, you know, if tides change, we're going to be a little slower to see that happen just because how strong our market is.
And I just have a hard time believing that the tide will change sharply anytime soon due to the very low inventory and simple supply and demand economics.
Well, we're on year 12 of what has been a 13-year cycle from highs to highs. That's been going since 1925. The biggest gap was, I think, from 1959 to maybe 1979.
Are you saying everybody should sell their real estate and buy Bitcoin?
Oh, I don't know about that, but hey, it is.
Ripple's looking more attractive now.
Well, I'll tell you this though. I mean, it is a great time to sell. I mean, if you're following the trends, you know, year 12 of a 13-year cycle, you're coming into that year where, you know, at what point? Odds say that it's going to turn. You know, and maybe that's why the projected why the projected supply increase is there. That people are going to realize, oh, it is a good time.
You always have to live somewhere.
You know what?
Though.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to get into this more when we come back from our commercial break. If you have any questions for us, give us a call, 612-207-5388. We'll be right back.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Life after military service is different. Many veterans find transitioning difficult, feeling lost and uncertain about the future. These feelings don't take away from a veteran's strength, courage, or sense of duty. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, the power of one person, one connection, one act of compassion can make a difference. For free 24/7 confidential support, call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or visit veteranscrisisline.net.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall from the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. As many of you may know, home values are up for the fifth straight year in our area. Are you now thinking about selling and curious what your home is worth in today's seller's market? Then check out HouseGeeks.com. At HouseGeeks.com, you will find the best free home evaluation tools in the Twin Cities. You will also find many other great resources for tracking our market or just your local neighborhood. Again, that is at HouseGeeks.com.
My favorite meal of the day is breakfast, and for morning vittles, I head to Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal. My favorite is either the rib scrambler, scrambled eggs with ribs, portobello mushrooms, jalapenos, and pepper jack cheese, or the steak and eggs. My wife loves the pepper jack creamy grits and the stuffed avocados with poached eggs cradled in avocado halves. The kids love the French toast or the stuffed French toast filled with fruit and cream cheese. Top it off with coffee done my way from the Milton's Coffee Bar, and I'm ready for the day. Breakfast is waiting for you at Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal.
Saturdays at 1 p.m., you have a chance at a fresh start, a new beginning. Hi, everybody. This is Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. for New Beginnings with Freddie Bell on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Attention real estate agents and homeowners. Did you know that even in a strong market, you can increase your sale price and shorten your time on the market? Check out Summit Staging today and see how many of their staged listings sell for thousands of dollars more than the other comparable homes in the area. With a pay only if it sells pricing, you have nothing to lose. Visit them online at summitstagingllc.com. That's summitstagingllc.com.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today, highs near 15, with wind chills as low as negative 15. Expect 1 to 2 inches of snow today. Tonight, lows around negative 4, with wind chills as low as negative 19. Tomorrow will be cold and sunny, with highs near 0. Mowry Hills Meats is your AM 950 restaurant of the week. Mowry Hills Meats is your neighborhood full-service butcher shop. They offer beef, lamb, goat, pork, and poultry. Sausages are made fresh and in-house weekly using 40 rotating recipes. Located at 1934 Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis.
You're listening to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. You can also check us out anytime at housegeeks.com, where you can see all of our past show, all of our past shows, videos, access to the latest and greatest searching and researching tools. If you have any real estate questions for us or show ideas, whatever it may be, you can submit them through there or our Facebook page, wherever you'd like. Talking about questions, we had a question from Dylan that came in earlier this week, which I think kind of applies to how do you play the market depending on a certain situation. So if you want to read that question.
Sure. He writes, my wife and I have a combined income of $170,000. We have two paid for vehicles, no credit card debt, and have $105,000 or $1,700 a month in law school student loan debt. We would like to upgrade our townhouse into a forever home somewhere in the neighborhood of $525,000 in the next 18 months. However, by focusing on student loan debt, we could be debt-free in 36 months. Or by focusing on a forever home, we could save up $45,000 in 18 months and use our $50,000 in equity to apply towards our forever home. This would delay our student loan debt payoff by 2 years. Should we focus on our debt or saving for our forever home in 2018?
Yes. Well, it's a very, you know, a lot of pieces to this pie. And I think, you know, I look at it from, okay, where is this home located that you're thinking about? What were the appreciation rates there? You know, have we seen large increases? Are we expecting large increases in that location over the course of the next couple of years in comparison to the interest rate that you might be paying on those student loans? Obviously, I think, you know, some of this should be brought to a financial advisor to look at how you'd want to break that down, but also figuring out from a real estate perspective, you know, the pieces of that, you know, where is the home? What are the expenses to maintain the home? How much might that home go for if you wait that extra couple years? And is it worth it? You know, I left that last segment talking about, you know, we're looking at a year 12 of a 13-year cycle where the market may make a correction. However, with Minnesota, it may take longer because we're in such a low inventory. Yeah, there's a lot of pieces to this.
The other piece of the pie is the currently low interest rates for a mortgage. Hardly anybody out there thinks that they'll go lower. Most people will say the mortgage rates are going to go up. The prime rate, which mortgage rates don't always follow, but the prime rate is expected to increase a multiple times through 2018. And honestly, for a healthy market, we kind of need the mortgage interest rates to rise. So right now, you know, we're still at ridiculously low mortgage interest rates. Also, student loan rates, I don't know where this particular individual's loan rate is at, but those also tend to be pretty low rates. With the low inventory and economists that I've been following, they predict home prices to rise for 2 more years. Now, that is prediction, it's speculation, but when you look at supply and demand and the ridiculously low inventory or supply that we have right now, logically that does lend a person to believe that the prices will rise. So in my humble opinion, I might take advantage of buying with low interest rates in a market where I expect the prices to increase for the next 2 years, and if my student loan rates are low compared to other loan rates.
I was trying to look up what the pending sales. And that's a price bracket where we're seeing a pretty, that 500 through 500,000 to $1 million price bracket. I mean, pending sales last year up 18.8%.
And that was they started last year in that 500 and above. We started to see that increase last year as compared to previous years.
I'm glad you brought up the interest rate piece of the pie, because I kind of expected to see what you were talking about, the forecast for interest rates to go up, because I hear that.
Yeah, we all did last year, and we all did the year before, too.
According to forecast.org, they're predicting the next 5-month trend to be a half-point drop, or a 6-month trend to be a half-point drop.
Really?
And if you look at where their prediction was and where the Freddie Mac is right now, it's dead on. So that could be, that could play into the decision making too. That maybe 6 months out might not be a bad spot.
There's a lot of variables here too, and again, we're not financial advisors, so it's definitely a conversation that you want to have with your financial advisor. There's also the psychological component of student loan debt. Like, it's just like kind of an uncomfortable thing. You know, maybe there's comfort in having that paid off or paid down significantly. There's a ton of variables. And to your point, Kirk, location is a big factor. You know, is this an hour from the Twin Cities, or is this in Linden Hills? Very different markets in terms of that, like what you get for that $550,000 price point. And you always want to look at these things kind of on the micro level as we look at supply and all those issues.
So to your point as well, Danny, if you are, in the heart of the city in a neighborhood like Linden Hills, if there is a correction versus being 45 minutes away, Linden Hills will probably be less affected.
Yep.
Because within the city limits where there are a bunch of jobs, it will probably be in a really nice neighborhood, probably be less affected by any downturn in the market than in an area where you may have to commute to a job.
You actually are going to, I'm going to jump ahead here to your point. So let's say I take a look at Minneapolis, and I go to...
Great city, by the way.
But let's say I look at Calhoun Isles, right? Great location. their median sale price actually dropped this last year. You know, but then you
what did it drop to and where from? Because you get neighborhoods like Calhoun
343 to 340.
Yeah. How many sales? So when in an area like that where you've got potentially multi-million dollar homes on the 29 sales.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah.
I'm sorry. 33.
Yeah. It's a smaller set of data. So if you have a $3 million sale that occurred the year before, you know, that set like a new high price point. So you really got to pull those numbers out and look at them more.
So you take a look at like then Phillips, you know, up 12.9 or Nokomis up 5.7, right? So what you're seeing is the neighborhoods where the prices had gone up a couple of years ago, a lot have peaked and leveled out. And now the neighborhoods that were having a harder time a couple of years ago are going up drastically.
Right. Because that's where the first time home buyer homes are now.
Right, exactly. And you are seeing people reaching out to the outskirts to be able to maybe get more home for their money. So, mm-hmm. You know, I would look at what area are you really looking in? Because as you can see, neighborhood to neighborhood, how much appreciation might be. You know, going back, I pulled some national trends here. Going back to 1975, the average appreciation is 4.66%. So if we take away any guessing what the market might do, you know, over the course of the next 3 years, it's like, okay, you know what, let's base it off a longer term. 4.66. So I ran the numbers. If you're looking at a $500,000 home, that next year, that home on average would then go to 533. So, you know, going back to that debt, what's the interest rate you're paying on that? Because that's a lot of money that house is going up in value in one shot.
And then going back to Danny's point about, you know, getting rid of the burden of the debt, you know, the emotion of your personal situation. You know, all of us here, and one of the reasons why I like working where I work is all of us will ultimately say the best time to move is when it feels right to you.
Yeah.
You are willing and when you are able. That tends to be the best time for most people to move.
When's the right time to buy a home? When you find the right home.
Yeah. Right? Nothing drives me nuts more than when it's constantly pushed, the narrative that, you know, you have to buy a house right now. Like, renting is not a dirty word. You know,
we just did a show a couple of weeks ago, and it was, you know, there are definitely scenarios where it makes a lot of sense to rent.
Yep, absolutely.
So this is one I like talking about because it's such a huge variable depending not only on price point, but depending on area, which is days on market. I mean, there's some really great tools that we can utilize and agents should be utilizing. It shocks me when I, you know, talk to, you know, a potential a buyer or seller, whatever it might be. And, hey, did the person you were talking with before, were they using some of these tools like InfoSparks and RPR and all that? And they aren't. Oh, you just guess from the hip, you know. Mm-hmm. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars that people are working with here, you know. You really want to know, well, what are the trends. And so looking at days on market, this can vary so much from city to city and price point to price point. You know, if you're talking about a home that's priced from 500 to a million, you're at 114 days on market. If you are looking at a home that is between 150 and 190, it's 43 days on market. And what's funny is you're like, wow, every house around me is selling super quick. Well, you know, you notice the ones that sell super quick, but when the sign stays in the yard for month after month, people stop seeing that. They see the sign go up and they see the sign come down, but don't always notice when a house is sitting. I actually had that client I was helping you with, we were talking about her building in Minneapolis, and she's like, oh, I'm pretty sure my neighbor's place is for sale. And I'm like, no, they pulled it off the market. They didn't get what they were wanting. So, you know, to really pay attention, to really lock in, if you're looking to sell your home, to, you know, go in and have that accurate analysis of the data done so you can plan appropriately for what your goals are. Because some people are okay with a home being on the market for 90 days, and other people, they want it done and over with, you know.
One of the things I noticed in this market is if the home does stay on for something like a little bit longer than 45 days, in this market, that might have a strong possibility of becoming a stale listing where people quit paying attention to it. They've already seen it come in their feed and they've already pushed it aside. Now they're just concentrating on the new ones that come on because they've already weeded out everything else in the past. So one of the ways I've been able to find deals for my clients is by going back into those listings that may have been overpriced at first and seeing if there's bad pictures, if...
All right, Chad, I hate to cut you off. I get to where you're going with it. Go to the right, going back to the old data, checking it out and seeing what might be available. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We're experienced in making this process as easy as possible. Whether it is help with pricing your home, assistance in finding movers, or any of the other professionals you might need to get your home sold, we're here for you. Take the worry away by giving us a call today at 612-207-5388. That's 612-207-5388 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
This is Danny Ziegler, and my family's restaurant, Our Kitchen, has been located off 36th Street between Aldrich and Bryant for 76 years. Stop in and you'll enjoy some of the most delicious comfort food around. Our made-from-scratch breakfast and lunch dishes like French toast, eggs, and hamburgers will be made right in front of you. And don't miss our award-winning pancakes and hash browns, too. Our Kitchen is open weekdays from 6:30 to 3, weekends 7 to 2, and enjoy our pleasant outdoor seating, weather permitting. Learn more at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Real estate is one of the biggest financial transactions most people ever make. So keep informed. Tune in each week as Bricks Real Estate presents the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, Sundays starting at noon. Kirk Duckwall, Chad Vandelot, and Brian Durham, the House Geeks, will keep you up to date with industry-leading guests, stats, and local market trends. Again, you can catch them Sundays starting at noon on this station or online anytime through the House Geeks Facebook page.
Hey Minnesota, Norman Goldman here. The furniture business is one of those industries that's full of fake sales and false discounts. This is the age of the hashtag illegitimate fake president, and haven't you been lied to enough? That's why you need to check out Habitation Furnishing and Design. Habitation offers some of the coolest furniture in Minneapolis at fair prices every day. No fake sales, no phony discounts, just honest, intriguing, and really unique furniture. Check out Habitation on Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park or visit HabitationDesign.com.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Attention real estate agents and homeowners. Did you know that even in a strong market, you can increase your sale price and shorten your time on the market? Check out Summit Staging today and see how many of their staged listings sell for thousands of dollars more than the other comparable homes in the area. With a pay only if it sells pricing, you have nothing to lose. Visit them online at summitstagingllc.com. That's summitstagingllc.com.
Back to the House Geeks Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate. If you have any questions for us after the show, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. You can also check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com for the latest and greatest home searching and researching tools. Today we're talking about market trends. I want to kind of get your guys' thoughts here in a minute about where you think the market is going. This, I know we kind of touched on this a little bit, and how, what buyers and sellers may want to consider doing as we come into this year. I had talked just briefly about some national trends. So we had said that the overall average since 1975 of appreciation in Minnesota is 4.66. Last year it was like 7.9 or 7.09 percent appreciation. So, you know, we can't keep up those numbers forever, and the averages say that that's, you know, it's not going to go forever at that high. But, you know, something to keep in mind, especially if you're thinking about selling, that, you know, we've gone through a cycle of some really good increases. And, you know, for buyers out there deciding, you know, when they want to get in to this. But, like, to your point earlier, Chad, to me it's more – It's fun to look at the numbers, but it's more about finding the right house at the right price point to make it comfortable.
And at the right time for you.
Exactly.
Given your lifestyle and personal situation.
I'd be curious to get your thoughts as to what do you expect the next 12 to 24 months to bring?
I think we're going to see more of the same that we've seen for the last really 5 or 6 years. And I've had a couple of moments in the last 12 months where I thought we were probably going to start to see things start to shift a little bit. And all we saw was things kind of speed up, right? So inventory decline, thought there was going to be a shift, inventory decline more. So at this point in the next at least 12 months, I think we've probably got, you know, two good springs left of a market that's going to continue. Roughly at the pace that it is, you know, I think we'll probably see 5 to 7% appreciation this year. Maybe that'll start to taper off a little bit next year. But, you know, we've been through the crash. I don't see anything on the horizon. Obviously, we live in a volatile world, but
that was a 40% drop. And, you know, I was talking about those corrections since 1925. Those were usually 10% corrections.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it's not. Anything that we do see, it's highly unlikely it would ever be again like that for a very, very long time.
Right.
I think it's going to be very segmented, honestly. I think we're going to see divisions in the market as certain areas become tighter, but other areas become more open. I mean, new construction is booming out there. I mean, the developments are all over the place. So I think we're going to start to maybe see a little more competition value in that. But then you get into the city where you have an empty nester sitting with a larger home. The demands on those are going to be still very high because there isn't a place for them to really go.
I don't have the data in front of me, but I did read an article not too long ago about the interest. You know, everybody talks about the migration back into the cities.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually seen, according to the article I read, that we've passed the peak where millennials are now saying, I want to move to the suburbs.
Well,
something that we thought was almost inconceivable 3-4 years ago, that millennials would not, like, you know, three roommates and bike to work. Now they're saying, you know what? I do want a yard.
50%+ of my clients that I get out of the 55406, 55407 area, you know, I would say ultimately end up buying in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look and go, you know, 250, 300,000 for a 1300 square foot one car garage home built in the 1930s versus Roseville, you know, 2400 square feet, right. Two car garage or wherever, you know, that just a house for the money. Yep. I think plays into that.
One of the things that I've kind of seen, and I don't have data for this, but I've, through conversations, I've noticed that people are noticing that the stock market is very high. And the right time to sell investments is when prices are high. And there's a lot of money out there. And in some of my conversations, I'm hearing people consider homes as, you know, maybe I'll cash out of my investment and have an asset, something that I can hold on to, something that is tangible. And, you know, I need a house. I've made some money. Now is the right time.
Oh, they're leaving the market and going into real estate?
Yeah, and there's a lot of money out there. And there's a lot of volatility in our environment right now, and there's something comforting about having something in your hands that you can touch, and it is a home. You can get some enjoyment out of it. You can gather there with friends. You can gather there with family, and there's something that may feel right to people.
Well, yeah, if you're somebody who's been in a rental position and now you're cash heavy, and you're looking to do something. I mean, look at real estate in general, as you know, as especially if you're looking at rental properties, and we've had this discussion on the show before. I mean, if you're doing it right, if you're using the cash flow worksheet, if you're planning out, you know, what developments are going on in the areas that you're looking in, you know, whether it's the highs or the lows, if you plan right, you're still going to do good in that. And it can be a very safe place to go.
Do well. With,
do what?
Do well.
Do well. Yes. Did I say do good?
You did.
I'm a do-gooder. You know, so we talked about that, you know, for buyers. Okay, you're about to walk into a really fast-paced moving market, and if you are looking to purchase, you know, what is it that you can be used to prevent the going above and beyond what a home might actually be worth just because of the heat of the moment? And, you know, some of the tools we've talked about on how to price a home, those are the same tools that we're going to use when we're working with buyers, whether that's the looking at the AVM, the RPR report, just, you know, running a full comp analysis, really figuring out what is the value. You know, I got in this conversation last night on a home with a client. I said, you know, I really want to go home and look at, you know, what have one-story homes sold for in the last 2 years. I don't want to just do a quick analysis looking at a couple comps on my phone, which aren't even matching comparables. You know, taking the time to do it right. You know, don't shoot from the hip. Take a few seconds to really analyze the property appropriately, not just go, let's just go in at that, you know, because that could be $10,000 more than you might be able to get it for.
And be very careful about the pitfalls of overpricing, you know, for reasons discussed before. You know, it is a seller's market, but if you overprice by even 10%, it could really cost you in the long run.
Oh, yeah, that days on market study that I did, and it looked at every 10 days a house is on the market, how much of a percentage it loses. You know, if anybody's interested in seeing that, you reach out to us, 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Check us out online at housegeeks.com for all the tools. A lot of the tools we talked about evaluating and where we get our trends from, that's all on there. We'll see you next week.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Matt McNeil, and I want to encourage you to join me weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. for the Matt McNeil Show. It's a Twin Cities-based full hour of talk where we discuss what's going on in the state and in the nation from a Minnesota perspective. We'll be joined by a lot of great guests, and we'll take your phone calls. Interact with us on the Twitter page, at Matt McNeil Show, the Facebook page, Progressive Citizen X, the Matt McNeil Show, and on email. Comment at am950radio.com. The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3, right here on AM 950.